Today, we're going to talk about your mindset that you have involving your radio station website. And we're going to talk about the number one thing that you need to be doing for your website to be successful.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. And today we want to talk about the mindset that you have regarding your radio station website, because from station to station, it kind of runs the gamut. We have some folks that are all in and some folks that really just aren't. And if you look at their website, you can kind of tell how their mindset is regarding their radio station website. Why do you have a radio station website? Is it because you want to direct people there online? Is it because, well, everybody else has a website, so I should have a website? Or is it to make money? Because hopefully you lean that way, because your radio station website should be generating revenue for your radio station, whether it's connecting with prospective customers, selling merchandise, or informing an audience about things that are happening in your community so you can attach banner ads to that. I mean, everybody should be making money with their website. And it doesn't matter what kind of website you're talking about. If you're talking about you're selling books or you're selling food or anything like that, every website on the internet should eventually move somebody to either spending money with that business or they're actually making money from the website itself. Is your radio station website profitable? Are you making any money from it? Well, too many people are saying no to that answer. And that's kind of what we're want to address today. Because the people who say no to that more than likely perceive their station website as just a side project, not an integral part of the radio station as a whole. And we recommend switching your mindset a little bit so that it is a part of your everyday life. Because you've seen in the trade headlines, surely, that these large market groups that switch to a digital first mindset, they're raking in the cash. You know, you don't have to put so much emphasis on digital products like SEO and websites and stuff like that, but you can start somewhere. And that's what we want to kind of instill in you in this episode. You're going to get frustrated if you start with everything as well. I mean, if you have to learn websites and what SEO is and what PPC is and all of these other terms, you can start your journey with adding content to your website and then growing an audience online and then making money from that audience. Because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be showing content, you're going to be promoting it on your radio station, driving visitors to your website, and then over time, show advertisers the clicks and the impressions that your website receives, because that's just like ratings to them. Because if you have 50,000 people coming to your website on a daily basis, that's an audience by itself that can be sold separately of the radio station. And that's why we want you to think of your radio station website as another radio station. Not a side project, not a part of your radio station, but another radio station within your building that is simulcasting what's on your signal only in text and image form. If you kind of switch your mindset over to that, rather than just having it as some side project that's over here on the side or something that we just have to have because we need a listen live button online, then you're going to start making additional revenue from that. Radios don't have a rewind button or search buttons to search for things that you have said in the past. So that's why we advocate that everything that you do on air that can be spoken should be on your website in some way. The news, perhaps traffic, information about an accident that happened, local sports scores, that sort of thing. All right. And you should program your website just as you would program or radio station. You know, a program director's job is to adjust things on your on-air signal to make your station bring back audience day after day after day. Well, then if you program your website in that fashion, then you're going to be doing things online to be bringing visitors back on a daily basis. That is programming your radio station website. What can you do today to get them back tomorrow or the next day or the next day? And that's content, and then promoting that content on your radio station. The most important thing that you can do, if we took everything that we've ever mentioned on this podcast and we boiled it down to just the one thing, to create new content on a consistent basis. That's what drives SEO. That's what drives return visitors. That gives you something to talk about on the radio to drive customers back to and listeners back to your radio station website. That is the recipe for success, really, of any website. I mean, what brings people to your radio station on a daily basis? Is it music? Is it artist information, local news? Is it the farm report? Is it obituaries, contests, events, weather insight, things that are happening in your area, local sports coverage? Everything that you can voice, as we said, should be on your radio station website in some fashion. So pick a website that you visit on a recurring basis. Chances are, if you went there today, it's going to be a little bit different than it was yesterday or the day before that. That's because they realize that fresh content brings you back, all right? If your website does not have fresh content and it's the same as it was yesterday, the day before, last month, last year, then there's really no reason to go to it tomorrow or the next day or the next day. If you did solid research on your radio station and you found that nobody was listening to the music format that you were programming, wouldn't you look into changing the format to something that gathered more listeners on a daily basis? Well, we need to do a format change on your website, because if it's not bringing back visitors and you're not making any money from it, then let's decide on a format change for that as well. We want to transform it into something that is going to bring an audience back later on today, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. And this is choosing great content for your market and your radio station, something that resonates with your audience. The right content strategy, it may work for one radio station, but it may not work for yours. Different parts of the country, different parts of the state, different parts of your town may be different. All right. It depends on the format. It depends on the audience. What type of content that you can put on your radio station website is going to resonate best for your audience and keep them coming back on a consistent basis? Don't let websites that have a lot of content on their homepage or just a heavy website with a lot of content, a lot of different things like events and obituaries and mugshots and news and sports and national. Don't let that overwhelm you, okay? Because a lot of radio stations have problems with people, getting people to actually put content on their website. You can start very, very small. If your news guy in the morning types out his newscast and talks about it on the air, take that typewritten newscast or whatever and put it on your radio station website. That's content. If somebody missed it in the morning, that they can do a search for and they can find your website that has that content on it. Okay. And more content on a daily basis is going to increase your search engine optimization. Your radio station should be found if somebody's doing a Google search for radio in your market, or anything that has happened that you've probably mentioned on the radio. If they do a search for that, your radio station website should be found, because that's going to get more eyes in front of those advertisers that are paying to be there. And the more people that we can show those advertisers that are coming back to the website on a consistent basis, then the more money we can make. Just like we show in a larger market ratings, and we go out there and we can actually show that we had so many people listening in the quarter hour and over the course of days or weeks or whatever, we can show those numbers and get more dollars for those advertising. All right. So start with something that resonates with your audience, a content item that resonates with your audience. That could be that local news, as we mentioned. If you mention obituaries in the morning, and Some radio stations, their obituaries page is the most visited page on the entire website. It baffles the mind for some of us who just don't get why, but it's huge in some markets, and that could be for your market as well. Local events. If you have a huge local music scene in your market and nobody else is putting local music scene news on the web, then that's a huge opportunity for you. We've seen some radio stations, they didn't have much in the way of news, obituaries, and all this kind of other stuff, but they had a large local music scene in their market. So if they can become the hub for that, then that's going to ensure a big audience and more revenue for you whenever you start to sell that audience that comes back on a consistent basis. So start with something that resonates with your particular audience. That's going to be station specific most of the time. And if you're thinking about adding RSS feeds to your station website, and because you don't have anybody to put local news or local obituaries or local events on your station website, you may be thinking, well, how about I import all of this RSS feeds? RSS feeds are good for spicing up the local content that you are curating. It is not a good content strategy for if that is the only content that is going to be on your radio station website, because essentially RSS feeds are information that can be found anywhere else online. It's more than likely coming from a higher news source that already has that on their website. And never, ever, ever have RSS feeds on your website that actually link off to other websites. We've seen radio stations put like ABC News on their homepage or whatever, and those 10 links, or Fox News or something like that, and then they'll link off to foxnews.com or abcnews.com or something like that. That's just 10 reasons for somebody to leave your website and go somewhere else. Only paid advertisers should have that capability, all right? Because they are paying you to be on that website. When you click on their banner ad, that takes you to their website. That's fine because they're paying you. But never put an RSS feed on your station website that actually links off to that news source. Because again, those are just 10 reasons to leave. And whenever they leave, they're not going to come back. They may just bookmark that news source and never come back to your website again. So wrapping up, producing great content for your radio station website is going to be the key to your online success. It's the starting steps to get you where you need to go. But I guess before that, there's one step that you need to make, and that is consider your radio station website not as a side project that I don't really get or whatever. Think about it as a radio station that is simulcasting everything that you do on air that can be spoken and program it that way. Think about it, say, all right, with a program director mindset and say, all right, what can I do on this website that's going to bring back listeners later on today, tomorrow, the next day, next week, this weekend? Once you change that mindset, that is the very start of your journey to online success and, best of all, to more online revenue. And that is the key. Hey, if this podcast has helped you, please like, subscribe, share it out to other radio colleagues and let them know where you found it. And if you need help with your radio station website, we're here for you. Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit betterradiowebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.